Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Get ready for the everyday entrepreneur experience. Sit back and crank up the volume. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny E. On episode 43, we're going to talk about marketing versus advertising 101. I received a question slash video from one of my followers on the podcast. And they wanted me to address the video, so I did. And then I decided that I might as well go ahead and make a video comparing the two, what the differences are, et cetera, et cetera. The people that were in the video, and I'm not trying to knock anyone, but they really didn't know what they were speaking about. So I decided to put together this episode. I hope that everyone enjoyed their 4th of July. You guys had a good time with your family, friends, and festivities. And if anyone should have a question, comment, concern, want to be a guest on the show, you could either shoot me an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com, or you could send me a direct message on Instagram, and I will get back to you. So let's get on with the show. Marketing versus advertising. Let's start off by talking about the differences between marketing and advertising and how each relates to modern business. So, as technology continues to evolve and grow in importance, modern businesses employ diverse marketing and advertising strategies to reach potential customers and close sales. So stretching from traditional media to digital marketing online and in social media marketing and advertising seems to be everywhere. Part of this reality is due to the effectiveness of marketing and advertising strategies in driving success for companies of every shape and size. While sometimes used interchangeably, there are actually many differences between marketing and advertising. In basic terms, marketing is the process of identifying customer needs and determining how best to meet those needs. Now, in contrast, advertising is the exercise of promoting a company and its products or services through paid channels. In other words, advertising is a component of marketing, but the differences do not end there. So at this point, everyone should be thinking, what is marketing and why is it important? That's the question. Marketing is a business practice that involves identifying, predicting, and meeting customer needs. Effective marketing strategies help businesses isolate how best to serve their client base while maximizing revenue at the same time. In business-to-consumer marketing, marketing efforts are directed toward consumers. Now, in business-to-business marketing, marketing efforts are directed toward other businesses. That's common sense. But in both business-to-consumer and business-to-business efforts, there are several important factors to consider when developing a marketing strategy. More specifically, savvy marketers will evaluate. Marketing orientation refers to the guiding principles of the business itself, often referred to as business philosophy or corporate culture. Typically, organizations will decide to orient around product, sales, production, or marketing. The marketing mix functions as a decision-making guide for a company's marketing efforts. A modern marketing mix will usually focus on the four C's: client, customer, cost, convenience, and communication. The marketing environment refers to every factor that could impact the company in the execution of marketing strategy or decision making. In this vein, companies should consider the internal environment within their organization. External factors such as macro and micro environments are also important to consider. The target market refers to the characteristics of a company's ideal client case. Research and segmentation efforts can help isolate the geographic and demographic factors that will help a company market and sell its products or services. After a careful evaluation of the orientation, mix, environment, and market, it is possible to assess the costs and benefits of various marketing methods and strategies. This part of the planning process is vitally important, as there are many different ways a business can engage in marketing efforts. The second question that was posed: what are several common types of marketing? Well, traditionally, marketing efforts rely upon four different channels to connect with customers: print, mail, TV, and telephone. Businesses could engage any or all of these four channels to deliver corporate messaging and enhance branding efforts. Throughout the 20th century, the dominant marketing approach revolved around print and broadcast media, combined with effective messaging and advertising. But as the world turned to the 21st century, however, marketing strategies have evolved to account for the rise of the internet and e-commerce. With the transition to life and commerce online, digital marketing transformed the way business communication works with their clients. New messaging platforms, such as social media, enable a two-way communication between businesses and client. From a marketing standpoint specifically, modern technology has made it much easier to gather information on customer behaviors, needs, wants, etc. Today, several common types of marketing include digital marketing. Digital marketing refers to application of marketing strategies to electronic communication devices, such as computers or smartphones. Digital marketing strategies often leverage search engines, email, websites, blogs, and other techniques to reach customers. Social media marketing, a subset of digital marketing. Social media marketing uses platforms such as Facebook or Twitter to reach potential clients. This style of marketing allows companies to take advantage of earned media from individuals outside their organization. An evolving part of social media marketing is influencer marketing, where popular users are compensated for promoting a company's product or service. Let's move on to global marketing. Between globalization and the internet, some of the world's largest companies have developed global brands. Accordingly, global marketing enables these companies to employ a unified strategy to reach customers at the local, regional, national, and international levels at the same time. Relationship marketing. Who would have known? Relationship marketing eschews invasive strategies such as commercials or ads and relies on customer happiness instead. Relying on strategies that help retain and satisfy customers, Relationship marketing strives to establish a long time and loyal client base. Brand management. Brand management attempts to create a bond between customer and a particular company's brand. To do so, it is necessary to evaluate a company's products or services, as well as logo design, packaging, and other elements. Brand management also assesses aspects of the target market, direct competition, and existing customer relationships. Product development. Product development is the process of transforming a business opportunity into a sellable product or service. Development can occur with existing products or new products. Successful product development involves many marketing concepts, including identification of client needs, as well as market research and analysis. And even though it is not yet as common as the methods above, it is important to mention social marketing in this conversation, also referred to as sustainable or green marketing. Societal marketing goes beyond the traditional boundaries of identifying, predicting, and meeting customer needs. It incorporates the greater needs of society and the world into a company's culture, brand, and operations. To track and measure progress, triple bottom line reporting is common for societal focused businesses. These include social and environmental impact alongside financial performance. What is advertising and why is it important? Advertising is a business practice where a company pays to place its messaging or branding in a particular location. Businesses leverage advertising to promote their products and services for sale, as well as establish corporate culture and branding. When employed properly and strategically, advertising can drive customer acquisition and boost sales. Advertising establishes a one-way channel of communication where companies can broadcast non-personal messaging to a general audience. Unlike other types of marketing or even public relations, companies have total control over advertising. When a company pays to place an ad, it has complete control over how the content involved is promoted. There are countless benefits to a successful advertising campaign. In common practice, businesses can leverage advertising to educate customers on the nature of products or services, convince customers that products or services are superior, improve customer perception of brand or culture, generate customer need or want for products or services, exhibit new applications for products or services, publicize new products or services to potential customers, attract new customers to purchase product or services, and to retain existing customer base. Here are some marketing tips for your 2023 strategy. And at the end of the episode, I'm going to give some business marketing ideas that you can utilize for your business. What are several common types of advertising? As with marketing, advertising has evolved significantly in the 21st century. The digital age has opened new advertising avenues for companies to take advantage, from search engines to social media and websites of all shapes and sizes. In this new reality, businesses can achieve advertising goals and reach potential customers just about anywhere, particularly with the prevalence of smartphones. Within the realm of common advertising techniques, many businesses prioritize any or all of the following methods. Traditional advertising. This term refers to an ad placement in traditional print and broadcasting media. Common examples of traditional advertising include newspaper ads, TV commercials and radio infomercials. Retail advertising, this time refers to ad and placement within retail stores to maximize sales. Common examples of retail advertising include product placement within stores, ads on shopping carts, and featured product displays. Online advertising, this time refers to ad placement on the internet and media and other websites. Common examples of online advertising include contextual ads in search engines, banners on websites, promotional videos, and sponsored content. Mobile advertising, this term refers to ad placement on mobile phones and smartphones. Common examples of mobile advertising include automated dialers, banners to download apps and click-to-call ads. Outdoor advertising, this term refers to ad placements on outside structures, generally in heavily populated trafficked areas to attract the most attention. Common examples of outdoor advertising include billboards, banners on the outside of buildings, and branded vehicles. And finally, pay-per-click advertising. This term refers to online ad placements designed to drive traffic to a company's website. Companies derive extensive customers' data from these ads, only paying when users click on the link. So, what is the difference between marketing and advertising? That's the question. The main difference between these two business practices is that advertising is a part of marketing. A successful marketing strategy typically dedicates resources to advertising at multiple levels, placing corporate marketing communications in various types of media. To dig a little deeper into this question, it'd be helpful to review the differences between paid, owned, and earned media. Let's begin with paid media. This type of media involves a company paying a publisher to place marketing communications. Examples of paid media include billboards, broadcast and print ads, search engine ads, social media ads, and direct mail or email campaigns. Owned media. This type of media involves a company using its own channels to place marketing communications. Examples of owned media include retail merchandising, websites and business blogs, brochures, corporate social accounts, and press releases. And finally, earned media. This type of media involves external communications about a company from third-party actors. Examples of earned media include online reviews, newspapers, or magazine articles, social media endorsements, customer demonstrations, and type of external publicity. So advertising is typically limited to the domain of paid media. That is inherent in the nature of advertising as a business practice. Placement of messaging or branding in exchange for compensation. Stated otherwise, when business advertises, there is typically a price tag attached. On the other hand, effective marketing strategies can have an impact on paid, owned, and earned media. By successfully identifying customers' wants and needs and evaluating the best way to meet them, marketing controls how a company advertises in paid media. Marketing also dictates how a company communications through owned media, not to mention how it interacts with others through earned media. The next question, is marketing or advertising more valuable? Many successful businesses incorporate multifaceted advertising strategies into their overall marketing plan. This is particularly true for global companies, where marketing strategy and advertising placement must take into account customers across the world. Though it also applies to small and medium businesses, especially with the affordability of digital advertising through search engines and social media. That being said, there is a situation where marketing is likely more valuable than advertising. In the case of startup companies and other new enterprises, the priority should be developing a marketing plan. If these organizations spend too much on advertising at the onset without an established or sustainable marketing plan, it can be a disaster. At the onset of corporate existence, it is paramount to define and execute a marketing plan by identifying customer wants and needs. That way, any future marketing or advertising efforts will have a defined approach and a better chance of success. So now, before I present the tips that I want to give for business marketing, I want to also say thank you to everyone who's gone over to Instagram and followed us there, that has shared the podcast and supported us in any which way. We really appreciate each and every one of you. And if you can, please go on over to Podbean, find the podcast, and subscribe to us there, because we will be doing live streams, and I want everyone to receive a notification whether you want to participate in the live streams or not. Also, please go on over to YouTube, subscribe there, hit the notification bell so you will be notified when we do live streams there as well. If you would like to participate in the live streams, again, you can send me an email, pastequitypodcast@gmail.com, or send me a direct message through Instagram. We are working on the Facebook page. When that's done, we will let everyone know. I've been receiving a lot of feedback on, you know, what happened to the Facebook page. Unfortunately, Facebook took it down due to its new algorithm or privacy or whatever it was. So thank you again to everyone who has supported us. So let me give you these business marketing ideas. Let's start with content marketing. With content marketing, you can start a blog, share infographics, manage an editorial calendar, blog about your customer pain points, add visual elements to your post, comment on other blog posts, cross-promote your content, recycle your content, submit your press releases, create templates, and all content needs promotion. So you want to grow your network. So what you want to do is networking, create your business cards, write an elevator pitch, join local communities, attend networking events, connect with people in your domain via LinkedIn, record video customer reviews, engage with influencers if possible, speak at seminars and workshops if that's your thing, and set up affiliate programs. As far as email marketing, consider email marketing. Send follow-up emails. Optimize for mobile. That's very important. Show, just don't tell. Have one clear subject. Subscribe to competitors' products or services. Send test emails before launching the campaign. Here's some tips on pricing. Positioning impacts pricing. Create coupons. Incentivize referrals. Offer seasonal discounts. Research different payment methods. Create pricing rules or offer transparent pricing. And the payment methods I was talking about, a lot of people going into this Bitcoin and cryptocurrency stuff, so you might want to take a look at that, as well as financing customers, especially in the economic situation we're in currently. On to social media marketing. Find out where your customers are more likely to hang out. Create your Facebook page. Claim your vanity URL for the Facebook page. Create your Twitter account. Engage in relevant conversations. Explore Quora. Use WhatsApp business. Reuse content. Add relevant hashtags to all your posts, regardless of the platform. Schedule your posts. Share your social media links. and get ideas from competitors' social media pages, if that's your preference. Promotions. Add an effective call to action button. Create promotional video. Create your personal booking system. Claim your free Google listing. Offer free trials, if that's what your business can do. Start contests. Respond to every review, whether it is negative, positive, or in between. And if you want, go back and listen to my review video. Be customer focused. Build long-term relationship with customers. Manage your customer database. Collect customer feedback. Empower your customers. Create a strong community. Get testimonials from happy customers. Customer support, customer service, hire customer-centric employees, people persons, online marketing, build your website, set up Google Analytics, find relevant keywords, get free SEO reports, track your online reputation, and monitor your statistics. And going back to building your website, hire a professional. Okay, like whatever business you do, that's what you're a professional expert in. So you can't be, in my opinion, you can't be a, let's say, exterminator, okay, and build websites. It just doesn't work. No matter how good it looks to you, hire a professional. Placement. Make your products and service easily accessible. Promote free consultations. It's a very strong word. Your product or service. Do competitive research. Find your unique selling point. Maintain quality at all times. Find your target audience. Define your product mix. Marketing planning basics. Create a marketing plan. Break down big tasks to create a weekly checklist. Test and repeat. Advertisements. Search frequent words on Google. Set up Google Ads. Set up Facebook Ads. Advertise in niche print media. Teaching. Become a mentor. Find a mentor. Take free marketing certifications. Related articles of your service, business, or industry. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Past Equity Business Podcast. Again, go hit us up on Instagram, YouTube, and Podbean. Please follow us on all three platforms. Facebook is coming back, and we will see you all in the next episode. And look out for our first live stream. It's coming real soon.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Past Equity Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Past Equity Podcast and join the Facebook group. Have a question or topic for the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.